الكاميرا زين كيلو بالبعدة لا شو هو just swipe to the right or left yeah just make sure the camera is it like still on oh I we were there
تمام السلام
Just FYI, why Marv is like currently ending.
It's impressive, that's fast. Did why you restart already?
It's really
today.
There's Shack Friedman.
Oh wow, I thought for sure they would wait till after Shabbos.
No, just because they hate us.
Hate, strong word. At least show your face if you're going to say such things.
Why is your face?
Rabbi Israeli is here.
Oh, me,
Wow.
buddy.
Pleasure.
How are you, Rabbi Grace Hour?
Were you planning? You want to give it? I'm happy to.
No, no. I'm running for my brother-in-law's engagement party. And yeah, I'm excited to hear your words of inspiration.
Mazel tov, mazel tov. Nar simchas, nar simchas. Anyone know that reference? No?
I don't know. Over my head.
You guys are all too young. Right? And there's no lanterns on here, otherwise they would get it because they know that myself and their father quoted all day. That the YouTube video about what not to say at a shiva, you know that one?
Oh,
Rabbi Israel?
yeah, sure.
And the guy answers his phone. Nice. Oh, the Avishter works in amazing ways. Okay, sorry.
From the Kiva specialist himself.
These are from the Shiva specialist himself.
Shiva specialist. I didn't hear that joke. I hear it. Okay.
I don't know if he's referencing his wife or the fact that on Kola, like, radio rotation will show us if they need to.
Rebbe, is there a way to make it that people come in muted?
I have no clue. It's possible. Do you want me to mute whoever this is?
I don't know if he knew that he was off of mute.
He said good things. He said good things.
I know. The article.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna wait. Ah, my friend Ariel came. Thank you, Ariel, for coming. I appreciate it. There's me no matzah and mayo references tonight, Ariel. None. That'll be the only one. Okay, Akiva, you tell me when I'm good. You're in charge.
I assume we can start. It's being recorded. And I think, like, a lot of people reached out and said they're going to listen to the recording. So, in another minute, maybe, but I don't think we need to wait much longer.
Okay, awesome.
Shalom, Rabbi. How's it going?
I gave you a shout out, but I think you fell off. I said...
Oh yeah,
I said there's no matzah and mayo tonight. No matzah and mayo. That's my only reference to matzah and mayo.
Hey, we got better stuff in store, don't worry.
I'll probably reference it again actually. Rafeta the anima. Okay, we're gonna get started, I think. If I could ask everyone to turn on their cameras if possible. If it's not possible, it's not possible, but if it's possible, it's always ideal. Thank you to Akiva for organizing this tonight. Thank you to all of you who came, all of you who just decided you're listening to the recording. I love you, Amocha. But it's always nice to see faces. You know, we like speaking to faces. But hopefully you're doing more important things, which maybe hurts my introductory little activity that I was going to do, and it's only going to work if your camera's on. But But first of all, I'm just going to say my name is Josh Greyjoy. I don't know if I know all of you. I know a lot of you. I don't think I know all of you. So I'm really, really excited to be coming back to Cola this summer and to spending time with you guys and to see you, to see those of you I know, to meet those of you I don't know. And I will happily post my contact information. I guess if you're on the WhatsApp, you have my contact information. I don't need to post anything. Please feel free to reach out to me at any point. See now and NCSY Cola starting. I am available. I try my best to respond pretty quickly. I am available and for anything big, small, you know, so please, nothing is too small. I'm really happy to be available. I love to talk. And Mirza Shem, I can get back to you, you know, relatively quickly. And I'm happy to schmooze things out if you want to just talk about, you know, what you're preparing and what you're working on, sugya, how to do it, ideas for it. I'm thrilled to do any of that with you. So please feel free to reach out. And on that note, besides Rabbi Israeli, who is driving home from a simcha, we also have Rabbi Shai Kamenetsky. Rabbi Shai Kamenetsky, for those who have not been on Kolo, or have not been on Kolo recently, Rabbi Shai does a lot of different things. We all kind of play the role of utility players in NCSY Kolo, but Shai specifically, Rabbi Shai works a lot with the Madrichim as well, alongside me, and is a great resource for you in terms of giving chaburas, how to engage the guys, the challenges that you'll face over the summer. So I'm going to offer up his services as well. I think a number of you are in YU, so you can find him in the base medrash. He sits in the back left corner. I saw him there that recently. So he sits in the back left corner. You can find him there. You know, he's usually learning, which is awesome, but I'm sure he'll give you his time as well in person or on the phone. So I just wanted to give Shai a shout out because he'll definitely be available to you as well. I want to do a little quick engagement. I like to do these. They're finger votes. So if your camera's not on, you can't vote. That's okay. You just can't vote. If you're driving like Eliyahu, I see, don't crash over the finger vote. It's not that exciting. But a finger vote works as follows. I'm going to give you four options. You're going to do one, two, three, or four. Okay. One is I'm currently watching the Knick game while I'm also on the Zoom. Two is I'm checking the scores of the Knick game while I'm on the Zoom. Three is I'm not watching the Knick game. And four is I didn't even know there was a Knick game tonight. Okay? Those are our four options, okay? One is I'm currently watching it. Two is I'm checking scores. Three is I'm not watching. And four is I didn't even know there was a Knick game. I want to see fingers. Okay, Emerson, there's no way you could Emerson didn't know there was a Knick game tonight. There's no way. I don't buy that.
I'm a Celtics fan.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You knew there was a Knick game.
No clue.
Okay,
I promise.
We got a lot of I didn't see Joseph Manis. Do you go by Joseph?
Yeah, I go by Joe.
Joe, what do you? I didn't see. What'd you vote?
I do know there's a Knick game.
You do know there's a Knick game.
I was watching before. I was.
You're not admitting whether or not you're currently watching. I appreciate that.
I just got back from Mars. If that helps.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we had a nice mix. I didn't see any ones, so I don't know if that was just a lot of, you know, good guys here, or if that's a lot of guys on the recording.
I think Zelkowitz was a one, I think.
Zelkowitz was a one?
It's halftime. It's nothing I could do. It's halftime.
Ah, I love that. Okay, fine. So I appreciate those of you who are listening to the recording are probably watching the Knick game, and I respect that, or at least some of you are. Why did I do that? So I want to say two reasons why I just did that. And it's going to lead into our conversation. I think one of the most important things you can do in any educational setting, what we're going to talk about tonight is going to be for NCSY Kol HaChaburas, but I hope that anything that I'm going to say is relevant to any educational setting. One of the most important things you can do is engage everyone right away in a very, very disarming way, right? Disarming meaning it's not hard to engage. You're not making me think, right? Like I didn't ask you, like, who here wants to recite to me, you know, Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, even though that's maybe, let's say, on this crowd, not so intense. But for a bunch of high school kids, some of them may feel intimidated. And the kid who like yells out Zman Nakat is excited. But the kid who doesn't even know what the heck Zman Nakat is like, shoot, this is going to be a long summer, right? So there's something very powerful about engaging people right away. Right away, you have me, right? And you have to think, and this is very, very, very important. you have to think what's going to engage this group, right? Like, I actually put thought, I know that sounds like a little silly, but I'm serious. I put thought into like, what is the thing that I want to do as like a finger pull to start this today? And these little things are so helpful for like little things that gets everyone engaged. And again, I know it's nuanced, but there's a difference between like, how's everyone feeling today? Which is like, nice, it's great. I'm not saying it's bad. And like, let's finger vote. Like, guys, how excited are we? How like, or don't say how excited, how much do we not want to be in a subwoofer right now? Like, a one is like, I got to be in my bed right now. Two is like, I can handle it, but like, whatever. Three, right? Four is like, I'm actually kind of excited about subwoofer, right? Let's take a finger vote, right? Now, the reason why it's different than like, how's everyone doing today is because I'm actually going to wait till everyone votes. Like, I don't even know Joe. Joe and I don't believe, I hope I'm not about to embarrass myself, I don't think Joe and I have ever met. Joe, have we met before?
We have not.
But Joe, did you feel like it was like inviting or like attacking when I said I didn't see what you voted?
I felt honored.
Right. It's like, I don't even know Joe, but like, I actually want to know what's his vote. Like, I don't know Joe, right? But like, I want to know, like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, where does Joe stand on the Knick game tonight? I think Joe is a two. Joe, you were a two. You're checking the scores.
I can confirm I was watching before.
Oh, I'm saying, it's like, I want to know Joe. I'm excited to meet him, right? I want to engage him. There's something so powerful. If you're going to hear one thing about, like, from me about Chaburas and the entire summer, engagement, 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 engagement. The more you get people to engage, to talk, to be involved, the more you're succeeding. You know, so the goal is to get people engaged and involved. I know that right now, it feels like we haven't even started preparing a minute of Chabura yet, but I am telling you that for every single second that you prepare Chaburas, that question should be in the back of your mind, which is, how am I going to get people engaged in that which I am teaching? Because the reality is, and part of what that question that I asked you, right? And I'm unpacking together. Part of the question that I asked you was, how engaged are you in the Zoom right now, right? Do I have an audience on the Zoom of people who like don't even know there's a Knick game, in which case it's more likely that they probably are present here? Or people who are like, yeah, I'm actually checking the score like every 3 minutes to make sure that like they're in the lead, like, and to see what's going on, right? Because I really need to know what's going on in that Knick game, right? So I don't know where your heads are, right? So it actually gives me important information of like, how present are you in this Zoom right now about NTSYCOLA Chaburas? Like, where are you on that? Now, there are other questions. If I only wanted to know that, there probably are other questions that I could have asked, like, how far along are you in NTSYCOLA preparation for Chaburas? Are you like all done because you're reusing your Chaburas from last year, or have you not even done 1 minute of preparation, right? And that's also an interesting question that I could take a finger vote right now maybe and get a sense of, right? But I'm not going to do that, right? I was thinking about what would engage you. That's the first thing, okay? So that's point number one, is whenever you walk into a environment, whenever you walk into a Chabura, you want to get everyone engaged right away. And again, even if it is, who are you playing in leagues today? And you get everyone to answer. That's great. Fine. That's engagement, right? The goal is, I want to make sure that you all care that we're like engaging here right now. The reason I asked you to turn on your cameras was actually because, you know, I was, besides high school kids who like we made turn on their cameras during Zoom and like they mostly listened, even if they were doing other things with our cameras on, like I gave way too many shiurim during COVID to like literally one camera on, which was like my family member that was on the Zoom, and like 20 people with their cameras off. And I'm not saying none of them were listening. Some of them would text me after, like, that was a great cheer. But like, it's the most not enjoyable way to give a cheer, like to a bunch of like names on a screen, right? You want to like talk to people. We want to engage people. And people on the flip side generally want to be engaged. So again, the more we can engage, the better. That's point number one. Because we're on a Zoom, I'm going to try and like kind of keep points limited and open up to question and answer. But I'm going to go to point number two. Point number one is engagement. Point number two, okay? You need to know your goal. You need to know your goal. In any chabura that you walk into, and this is I don't mean your goal for the whole summer. I mean your goal for your individual chabura, right? Every chabura that you walk into should have a goal. I sent on the chat, I don't know, again, if you all, I doubt you had a chance to really look at it properly, but I did send on the chat something that I really, really believe. If you use it, again, it's very simple. I made it myself. You're welcome to adjust it, not use it exactly the way that I posted it. But I really strongly recommend, if you have not yet prepared chaburas, you're in the best time to use that, which is to literally break down. Not to give out to the guys in chabura. It'll just help you frame your thoughts. What's my goal for this topic that I'm going to do, right? And again, your source sheets, which again, I'm assuming, right? Your source sheets, or I'll say your lack of source sheet, right? Should be in line with your goal, right? For the chabura. I know that you don't know yet what level of chaburas you're going to have. I cannot tell you. Is Rabbi Israeli still here? Rabbi Israeli, are you listening?
Sure.
Do we have any? Oh, there you are. Oh, you switched. Okay. Do we have any sense of when they'll know the levels of their chaburas? Is that putting you on the spot?
Hopefully by staff training.
Okay, so we're not too far away from you knowing the levels of your chabura. So if you're just preparing like sugyas now, that's amazing, and you're on the right track. Again, when you know the level, it certainly will be easier to set individual goals for your chaburas. But again, there is something very, very important about knowing the goal, right? Because if my goal, right, is to, you know, if my goal is to give you over certain content, that's very different than if my goal is to give you certain skills. If my goal is to, like, expose you to the topic of kachim, right, that's very different than you guys, than knowing, like, the sugya of, like, lishma in a karba, right? There's nuances in these things, and knowing your goal as clearly as you can, again, whether or not you accomplish your goal is actually secondary. You have to first know your goal. If you don't have a goal or know what you're trying to accomplish, you may or may not accomplish. I'm not saying you won't accomplish it, right? But you have to, like, know what your goal is. Sorry to give, like, one more sports reference. I'll try and stay away from too many sports things. But, like, I actually, I can't say in the last, like, 5 years I've read too much about it. But I was a huge fan for a little bit of, like, these advanced metrics in sports. Because I think what it did is, like, when I was a kid, and you went to the box score, all you cared about was, like, how many points did, like, Patrick Ewing and Michael Jordan have? Like, it's all you looked at. Like, maybe you looked at, like, rebounds and assists. Like, you primarily just looked at points. You definitely didn't look at, like, field goal attempts. Like, it just wasn't a thing. You didn't really look at it. Like, they could have taken 40 shots. Or they could have taken 4 shots. Like, you kind of just wanted to know how many points they scored. What's amazing about, like, at the NBA now is, right, you could have two players score 30 points, right? But the advanced metrics will tell you, how did they get there, right? So, again, the goal may be to score 30 points, right? But if you got there with 13 shots versus 30 shots, it's like a totally different game, right? It's not like you're playing the same game. And what happens is the advanced metrics actually informs the way they play. And it's become a little bit cyclical. And I don't mean to get too into the Ian of sports, but there's something very fascinating about it to me because it changed the way that we look at the sport, right? It's not just about, like, the bottom line, right? It's actually, like, figuring out, like, what's the goals a little bit, and let's try and accomplish the goal in an effective way, right? But it changed because they realized what they were looking for. When I was a kid, and I'm not saying this as, like, comparing generations, like, it just wasn't a thing. Whether or not the sport is better or worse, that doesn't matter. Like, it wasn't a thing. It was just a whole different way it was spoken about. And all these things have changed the game in terms of the way we look at things. So again, knowing our goal is really, really important. The next thing that I'll say in terms of preparing chaburas, and again, this to me does speak to what topics you're going to choose, with the exception of, like, the top 20% of kids. And even the top 20%, I would say this is, like, somewhat relevant to, but, like, most of NCSY Kolo, this is extremely relevant to. And it's just, I use this word specifically. Any topic that you choose, almost any topic, should have some level of, like, controversy. That's the word that I would use, controversy. Like, it should feel like there's something that makes me want to engage in this, right? Like, and I know that there's an idea, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, of, like, teach what you're passionate about. And for sure, that's very real. You should. But I imagine there are things that we are all here passionate about, right, that won't always land the way that we were hoping, especially in NCSY Kolo Chaburah, which has a million and one challenges on the teaching setting of, like, an NCSY Kolo Chaburah. So I would say, like, controversy, and controversy early, is, like, really, really good. I posted all those source sheets. I'm just going to reference one quickly. I don't want to spend a lot of time with those. I wanted to give you a sense. Those aren't Chaburah source sheets, just to be clear. They're just source sheets that I've used. But one that I've used like a lot of times, I made it like 10 years ago. It's one of my favorite ones, just in terms of like quick controversy engagement, is the one that says, is like, are you an honest person? It just says like, are you an honest person on the first page. It's a whole page. Are you an honest person? Says, don't look ahead. It always lands like so well because every person is like, ooh, like why? Like, yeah, I think I'm an honest person. Like, why does not want me to look ahead? And then it's like, you know, and like, and you're always like, you got to give them like a good like minute, you know, to sit on it, because like, you know, not perfect, like, you know, like you get distracted, you know, like then you ask them, did you look ahead, you know, and like it's very quick. And then when I say that, I'm giving it to you, because when I say controversy, I don't mean it has to be like abortion. It has to be like, you know, something the most controversial topic. And I mean that, like, oh, like I'm interested, like you hooked me, right? We call it a hook, right? I think the word hook often is a controversy, when it's controversial, when it feels like I want to engage in this, right? So that's what gets people involved very quickly. And if you have that, if you spend a few minutes on that, it totally changes the whole chabura. If you have them hooked in the first 5 minutes, everything else is going to flow differently than if you don't, right? So if you start off with like, okay, guys, let's get into it. Like, we're gonna do a Rambam today. You know what I mean? Again, it could be it's awesome, and it could be that they're going to be all over the Rambam, but it'll be better, I think, most of the time, if you get them on something first, right? And then you go into that Rambam, right? So again, there's a million and one sugyas. I'm going to spend very little time, which is probably what you were all hoping for. I'm going to spend very, very little time on like how to find sources. I believe in the year like 2024, you guys know as well as I do how to find sources. I'll say things, a few things quickly. If you need help finding sources, I'm sure our Akiva Prager, Ari Needle, Rabbi Shai, anyone who's given chaburas recently can probably help you to find sources. I'll say a few quickly. My favorite resource, and I'm not saying it as a joke, is Google. It's my favorite resource. If you want to just start off a topic and get Mar Makomos, use Google. Today, literally today, I'm not like, it's not an exaggerated story. I was teaching about Chadash, the Yisr Chadash, or the Yisr, right, the Yisr Chadash and Yasha nowadays, and whether we why we don't keep it. And like, I know the basics, but I was actually like a little curious. I have some Sparta in my shul, so I wanted to get different opinions. So I went into Google and I found a great article by Rabbi Howard Jachter. Shout out to TABC alum. And it was a great article, and it gave me a lot of great Maamar Komos, and I used it to look up the Shach's, Taz's, and Magen Avraham's and everything else that he quotes. And it was really like excellent. There was no flaws in it. Yes, Akiva.
Just a ha'ara in using Google, I found that typing it in Hebrew gets you like an entirely different game. So like at the start when I was preparing chaburas, I was like typing a lot of stuff in English, and somebody made the ha'ara that just, even not being
Yes.
comfortable with a Hebrew keyboard, use an on-screen keyboard, whatever, get the word in there in Hebrew, the results are a lot better.
Yes, yes, I agree with that 100%. Also, again, if you just want to write English and use the word like halacha, instead of like law, again, there are a lot of tricks on how to use Google. But use Google. There are resources. One second, Ari. There are resources like olamot.net if you're interested in that. There's the Minchas Ushers. There's a lot of resources. There's Ari Leibowitz's Svarim. There's like a million Svarim. There's traditions, and there's RJJ journals. There's a lot of resources. But like my point is that like we're not gonna spend time here on too much on that. If you need help with that, there are a million people who could help you, and I'm happy to help you, by the way. I'm happy to help you, but I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on that piece. Yeah, Ari.
Yeah, just one more thing. Last summer, Avi Weitz took a bunch of Majichim from over the past couple summers that have given topics that are very, very common. I can send out the doc. There's like pages and pages of Makoros that are really,
Yes.
really great.
Thank you
So I'll
for
send it to
mentioning
the
that,
chat
Ari.
after this.
I meant to mention that. What were you saying? Also, what?
Yeah, I'll just make sure to send it after the Zoom. I'll send it to
Yeah,
the staff chat.
send it. Yes, it's excellent. He showed it to me. It's excellent. And again, you don't need to recreate the wheel when it comes to sources, which is what I'm going to talk about now, but for like the next 5 minutes before we introduce Ari Needle quickly and then take questions. I'm just going to spend, in my opinion, this has nothing to do with any Swaykola Chaburas, it has to do with any educational setting that I've ever been in. Probably on the top five mistakes, don't ask me the other four, I just said top five to make it interesting. Top five mistakes that people make, are they spend all their time on the what, that they're teaching and almost no time on how they are going to teach it. It is the biggest mistake in education. You spend all this time on what you are teaching, right? And you guys should spend, and I'm not, don't misunderstand me. You should spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours preparing what you're going to teach. It is awesome. It's geschmack. I anything that I've learned in my life, which is not so much, is literally from preparing NCSY Kol HaChaburas, which I still remember the Chaburas that I've given and what I prepared, to preparing Shiurim. Literally, most of my learning, there were years, unfortunately, that's not the case anymore with my schedule now. There were years in my life where I gave 3 to 4 Shiurim a week, purely because it was my guiding Talmud Torah. It got me to learn. It got me to motivate, and it got me to remember what I was learning. Preparing shiurim and preparing chaburas and preparing classes is the absolute best way to learn Torah. I really believe that. It's limud amanas lamed. It's really a way to remember Torah. It's geshmak. You should put in as many hours as you can because it's awesome. And it's Talmud Torah, and you're going to remember it. And it's I want to be clear. I'm not dissuading you from putting in time. It's awesome. Put in the time. But it can't come at the expense of also putting in the time of how you're going to teach it. Because people spend all these hours building these beautiful packets, and I'm not knocking the packets. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous, and you should be proud of them. You should celebrate them. And, not but, and you should spend time before the summer making sure you know how you plan to teach all of that amazing material that you just prepared. Because the worst feeling is, and I've seen it, unfortunately, summer after summer, the worst feeling, and I'm sure Ari, Akiva, Eitan, I see here, you know, people who have given chaburas for could speak to this. The worst feeling is like I put in all these hours, and then like that booklet feels like it's for naught, like 100 pages that I put in, right? And I can't even use it because they won't even open them. You know, they won't forget about the fact they won't even open them. I tell them to open it, and they won't open one word. And again, it doesn't take away from the Talmud Torah. Doesn't take on time with Torah, but it's not a good feeling, right? And what happens is that we don't put in the time to it. So I sent it out again. I'm just going to make another plug for it. I made that sheet. I really strongly recommend just use it. Like, use it to prepare your chaburah. This is my goal for this is chaburah. Again, each day, this is my goal for the chaburah. This is the hook. This is what I'm going to do in the beginning of chaburah to make sure that, you know, the guys are in the middle of chaburah. Again, at some point, this is the content. This is what I want to cover today. This is the style that we're going to do it. I didn't talk about this now because it's a little bit closer to Kola. We'll talk about it. But like, what's the style of learning? Do I want to use Chabrusa time? Do we want to go for a walk? Do we want to have everyone read it to themselves? You know, what do we want to do? And what's my takeaway? At the end of this Chabura today, what are the things that I want everyone to take away? I think it's something very, very powerful. So again, I just want to emphasize, I'm going to do a quick chazar of what we did tonight. Again, number one is engagement. Yoni Zalkowitz, what's the score in the Knick game?
75-70, last I checked, but we got updated.
Who's winning? Who's winning? Who's winning?
Knicks are down for now.
Knicks are down. Oh, tough. If they lose tonight, they're done. Okay. Knicks, I'm laughing. Also, I haven't watched one single minute of the whole series, but I just I am interested for the first time in the Knicks since the 93-94 season. So I'm kind of curious to like see what's gonna be. But so again, number one is engagement. Number two is goal. Know your goal. Know what your goal is. Number three is controversy. Again, as much as you can, try and create some level of controversy, something that's gonna get people engaged and interested in what's going on. And number four is the what is certainly important, but the how is I don't want to say more important, but I'll say equally as important. I would argue more important, but spending the time to prepare the how you want to give over the chabura is extremely important. The last thing that I'm going to say before I hand over the floor to Ari, which is an introduction to what Ari is going to do in a second. With everything that I said, and you can speak to any single person who's ever given chaburas and soikolo in their life before. They will say the same thing. I see Danny Weinberg is also here. Speak to anyone who's ever given chaburas. It will not go the way you plan, and that's okay. It just won't. It will never go the way that you plan. It's never going to be, you know, as exactly the way that you plan. It'll be awesome. Amir Tzushem, you're going to have an amazing impact on these boys this summer. And dream big. Dream big, you know, plan big, plan for it to be awesome. You know, don't shoot low, shoot high. I'm always a believer in shoot high. Set the expectations high. You know, no matter which group you have, if they're coming in as psychol, it means that they care about Torah, they want to learn Torah, they're there for Torah. Again, find a way to engage them, you know, whatever way that is, you know, and don't give up because it's not going to go the way that you planned. And with that, I did ask Ari Needle, hopefully you all know Ari, I did ask Ari to give a little bit of reflections. Ari's given Chabura for 2 years. I got to watch him give Chaburas for 2 years. And I know, I'll just say for Ari that he struggled in year one, and he struggled in year two too. We all struggled, but I think he had a different experience in year two. So I wanted Ari to kind of reflect and share a little bit in the preparation stage now, when we're still early, for a few minutes on his experience. And then after that, I'm happy to stay on for question and answers for as long as anyone would like. Ari, the floor is all yours.
Awesome. Thank you. First of all, it's a real pleasure. A lot of familiar faces on the Zoom. So the familiar faces, excited to see you guys soon. And the people I have not yet met, very, very excited. Thank you, Rabbi Greger, Rabbi Israeli. Happy to share a couple of ideas. If I could share one main idea before I even share the things I was going to say, but the most biggest takeaway is to be able to use your resources like Rabbi Israeli and Rabbi Greger or Andrew Shai Kamenetsky and the like. All the upper staff are really there to help you. Rabbi Greger noted that earlier in my Kollel Madrich experience, that first summer was extremely difficult. And the only way I was really able to have any sort of success that summer was because of the help of the upper staff. So they really are here. The head Madrichim, the upper staff are really, really there to help you with the whole way through. So, you know, take advantage of that. I'll share just a couple ideas. I do want to actually note a little bit about the finding sources, not specific sites, but just something that I think could be a little bit helpful. I think Rav Tretzky likes to say that there are two main ways in which one can prepare a chabura. The first way is from the, I guess, top down, meaning where you pick a topic. I know that, you know, topic X is in Gemara Y. You look up that Gemara, then you look up the parallel Gemaras, and you look up the, you know, where it comes up in Tanakh, and then you look in the Rambam, and you look in the Rishonim, you look in the Achronim, and you sort of build your own sugya that way. That's this one mahalach. The mila of that is that it really becomes your own Torah. It becomes the Torah in which you really put together and created. It takes a lot more time than using some of the other resources. That's sort of the first mahalach. The second mahalach, I think, that Tretzky likes to say, is that you can sort of use one of those, you know, cheating sources, what we'll call it, or Rabbi Leibowitz Ten Min Halacha, article. Ari, I'll get to you in a half a second. And we can use sort of one of those, you know, cheat sources in order to kind of, you know, get you rolling in sort of the sugya. I'll add one thing just from my own personal experience that I think is important. Even if you're going to, and this is a lot of the way I prepared my chaburas was through Ravari Libos Tem and Halakas, through finding articles, finding different makoros. But something I think that I shifted in between summers was, even once I found, let's say, the basic 10 makoros on the sugya, to be able to then add in more things that I found on my own in my own time to sort of recreate it as my own. Because at the end of the day, the Torah which you sort of create, the Torah which you feel is yours, you'll be able to be most passionate about, and that's ultimately a big thing in transmitting it. Ariel, what's up?
I just wanted to say I've never heard a better impression of Tretzky in my entire life. That was incredible. That was mom's incredible.
Noted.
That's all. And going down.
He's the best. He's the best. He's the best.
Yeah. the second, I guess, main point. Ariel's awesome. I think nobody appreciated that more than Akiva Frager. He's dying right now. That's awesome. The second, I think, main thing that I want to share is that the guys aren't always going to be locked in. And I think it's important to sort of have your main. I was talking to Eitan Dukas, another one of our fellow head madrichim, earlier this evening. And Eitan shared a maisa that happened to him, and which brought out, I think, the following yesod. You want to have at least one main idea in every single chabura. And Rabbi Greger noted this before also, because if, let's say, things aren't going well, the guys aren't really so interested, they keep cutting you off, whatever, you want to have the one main source. You know, Eitan said for him, he was giving a chabura on Beker Cholim, and for him, like, the one main thing was like a Shiloh from Schoenbach, a Shiloh Tshuva, and like, boom, got the guys into it. So they weren't there for the Gemara and the Rishonim and whatever else was part of the chabura that he prepared, but he had that one source that sort of was able to, you know, get the guys kind of back into it. So to sort of have that one main goal. And then just to add on that, and with this I'll sort of close, is something that I did in my first summer. And my first summer was really a crazy summer, and I'm happy to share with you guys in a more private setting, a lot that I learned from that summer. But I think my one educational success from that first summer was that from the start, I was coming right at Sean Abet. As Ariel noted, I have a Rebbe. His name is Rabbi Turetsky. For those of you who know him, he's unbelievable. For those of you who don't know him, you'll meet him this summer. But what Turetsky does at the end of Shir is he likes to do something called Kash Torah, which basically he'll give the three main ideas of what happened that day in Shir. So I think what I did that first summer in my Chabur, I had all my guys have a dot on their phones, and what they kept a running list of the top 3 points from that day's Chabura. So I think it's more in the preparation stage, because in preparation stage, when you're preparing a Chabura, you want to see what are the three main points that I want the guys to take away at the end of the Chabura. They may not pay attention for the entire 48 minutes. All of my guys, every single day, were locked in for the 4 minutes of sharing Kash Torah. Misa, that just happened. I saw one of my guys, Rabbi Greja, I can tell you privately which one it was, recently, although I'd imagine you can guess. And I saw him a couple weeks ago, and he said, Ari, you should know I still have the doc. He was my Chabura 2 summers ago. I'm not sure what else he was able to fully take away. He had a doc on his phone that had 3 main points from every single Chabura. So I think on an educational note, that was a big success for me, I think. He was able to have a takeaway. And I think in the preparing stage now, I think it's important to try to think when you're preparing a Chabura, what are like the things that I want the guys to take away at the end of every single day? That's all I think I had to say, except for that I'm very excited to see all you guys. Happy to answer any questions, tonight, always. My number's also in the chat, but myself, happy to be of, availability and resource for you guys.
Okay. I realized I didn't really reference any of the source sheets that I put on the thing. I meant to reference them for different goals with different styles sheets, but we can leave it. We don't need to be like, if you want to look at them, the point is if you look at the different sheets, you'll see I tried to choose like 4 or 5 very different sheets that'll give you a sense that it could be different goals based on the level, the day. Again, there are a lot of different factors to take in. And you can make the same source sheet even within one Chabura and make it the same, whatever, not for now. I did a little of that. I posted it. You're welcome to look at it. Does anyone have questions? You don't have to have questions, but if you do, I'm happy to answer. Yes.
You mentioned that you should prepare the how just as much as you prepare the what, but like, how do you prepare the how? What are you supposed to do for that?
So again, that's what I was, okay, it's a great question, and I didn't go into detail about it. Okay, so the sheet that I gave you, I think outlines a lot of the pieces of it. Part of it is, and again, I could, part of it is as simple, and I know it's going to, okay, I'll tell you guys something. I think I could share my screen. I didn't share it that way. Hold on. I'm a little crazy, but when I give Baruch Hashem, I've been blessed. Hey, Dov. I've been blessed to give a lot of shiurim. I just gave, what did I just give on? Oh, Lolishma. That was a good one. Okay. So I just gave a shiur. I can't find that one right now, but I'll just open a different one. Okay. For every shiur that I give, Ari, to answer your question in the simplest level, for every single shiur that I give, I try my best if I have the time. I don't always have the time to do the following. This is just like a shiur to adults. I'm not talking about like, I literally write out when I'm going to say each source, what I want to say. I bold certain things that are more important. This is like the basics of like a shiur that I gave. Okay. This is a shiur that I've given. I literally write it out and try and bold the sources and like just like have it written out and have a summary. I try and write like stop, summarize, conclusion. I try and like write it out and have it planned out for myself. Again, that's like, and when I say like the most basic, and I know it sounds crazy, but I will tell you, I just see it all the time. How many people, unless you're like, unless you're like in the exception to the rule, if you don't have that, you're just like disorganized. Again, even in like the most simple way, you don't have clarity of like, where is this going from A to B to C? Like, where are my points? But that to me is like the most basic. The next level is, what's my engagement? How am I going to get them interested in the beginning? Do I have a scenario? Do I have a story? Do I have a question? Like, what do I want to do it? Am I going to have chavrusa time? What does that look like? Am I going to have them? Again, I didn't want to get too detailed. Yes, it's a good question. I'm nervous. I don't want to overload people. So I don't want to overload you right now. I was trying my best to be sensitive to the fact that it's still early in the process. But if I'm going to answer your question honestly, again, it's, am I going to give chavrusa time? What does that look like? How long is that going to be? What do I want them to read during chavrusa time? How much of it? Am I going to give them a word bank? Am I gonna have them to be able to translate? Am I gonna give them an English source? Maybe I'll tell them to read the English source together. What, you know, what are my three takeaways? Right, I already said. So do I have that goal? What are, how am I gonna accomplish that? Right, it's I know it's like, but like to really talk it out. I believe, and I'm more like I believe that Moshe Feinstein every single Friday gives Shir Klali in his yeshiva, and I believe they say that if however long the shir was, that's how long he prepared right before he spoke out the entire shir in his office to himself for the exact time that it was going to be, and then he went out and he said the shir to the yeshiva. Again, it takes like real preparation means like I'm really like I know exactly how I want to give this over, right, and I plan it out. But even the basics of what I just showed you of like typing it out. I found personally a tool for myself. It gives me clarity of like, what do I really want to say? Even though I know the sugya, I'm saying, but like, it makes me really like have clarity. Yeah, Akiva.
A few guys have asked me like in choosing topics and topics for chaburas, like how to choose and whatever. Is this a good topic? Is that a good topic? And I've told a few guys, and I think it's good to have like an overall structure for the summer and not disparate topics. Because like guys should feel that as they're going through the summer, they're like progressing along a certain progression. If there's no structure to the topics, there's no topic you're working through, so it can feel a little bit random. So Aleph, do you agree? I'm happy to be wrong. I'm just curious, like if you agree with that setup that you people should have like a thought out structure for their chaburas for the summer. Related to that, what do you think about guys giving multiple days for a single topic, or should each day be a self-contained topic? And then a third question, which I think is related, is should every chabura have sort of a consistent structure? Should there be like a consistency in that every day we open with, you know, introduction, and then we deal with one main question, and then we end with one or two deepenings? Or can there kind of be a more variation and flow within each individual chabura? Like how much is that predictability, I guess, important in this setting?
Right. Okay, I'm going to try my best to answer in order, and I even took notes because it was three questions, so I'm just making sure I got them all. In terms of having a topic, I used to push it a lot more, is my honest answer. I used to push it a lot more, like have a structure, have a thing. Have I did a Seres HaDibros when I gave Chaburos. I did it 2 years in a row. Have like a structure. I do believe in it. So if you're asking me, like, wake me before 4 a.m., do I believe in it? I believe in it. I guess the reason that I didn't emphasize it is because as much as I do believe in it, I believe more in the fact that you should be excited and passionate about what you're doing, and what you're doing should be good and interesting and controversial. I'm using the word controversial again. So if I'm weighing those three, you enjoying this sugya, it being controversial weighs for me stronger than it being a theme. Now, if you're actually going to accomplish something like, again, like we're going to finish a perek of Shas, then yes, then I hear it. Usually the topics are kind of so vague, like it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Even Aseres HaDibros, by the way, I never once finished the Aseres HaDibros. Again, now I'm saying like, again, there's a certain structure to it that makes it easier for me. Again, it also how your brain works. Like for me, it made it easier to prepare. Like I know what I'm doing. Like for me, it was like, I'm all over the place. I could do anything in Shas, like that's so much, you know? So sometimes it's like easier in that way. So again, in terms of length, I remember we have just a good story. We have chabura in Bulka every single Shabbos morning. It's a beautiful thing. And we have a nice chaver that comes. And when we have guests rabbanim come, they give it. The chabura is meant to be a half an hour. If you go like 45 minutes, that's like passable. If you pass 45 minutes, it's like, what are we still doing here? No matter how good you are. When Ramosha Tarragon came to Boca a number of years ago, it was awesome. And I'm telling you now, he had the whole crowd the whole time. He was amazing. But he opened up and he said, I know this slot is supposed to be a half an hour. He's like, but I can't do anything that is worthwhile in less than an hour. He's like, so I'm going to go an hour because I don't know what it means to give an Ian Chabura for less than an hour. And he was awesome, and he was amazing. But like, the opening really stuck with me because his point was like, a half an hour. Like, what do you want me to say in a half an hour? For him, that was like impossible, right? Now, I say that in terms of the length. I do find that to like do a new topic every single day feels very surfacey. I'll use the word surfacey. It's just like, how do you really get into something if like, even to like leave them thinking about it over the next day, like, I don't know. I just find if every day is a one day, it just feels like it's, you're never in anything. Like, to be in a sugya, like, I don't know. Again, I'm just saying my own personal opinion. It's not Torah Misina. Like, I don't know how you're in a sugya for one day. I feel like to be in a sugya, I need to get you thinking about something. To get you, like, again, I want you to, like think about it. Let's come back tomorrow. Now, that being said, like, more than, like, 3 days, I think, is pushing it. You know, so I say, I find the sweet spot is two days, maybe 3 days. Again, too much. Especially with the kolel schedule, for those who have never given chabura, you can, like, you know, things could span out over a long time. So you want to be careful in planning it, right? You don't want to start a new sugya the day before Erev Tisha B'Av, and then it's Tisha B'Av, and then it's Shabbos, and then it's like, yeah, guys, like, let's get back into the sugya that we started 6 days ago. That doesn't work, right? So you kind of have to know the schedule. That being said, I find that it's hard to do anything worthwhile. And that doesn't mean no topic could be a day. And Akiva, it really goes back to the other question, which is, what's the goal, right? What's the goal, right? So some days, the goal is just to, like, get you excited about, like, the Soloveitchik dynasty. Like, I want you to walk away today and, like, really know that, like, I didn't do this when I was in Madrich. I do it now in my class. I spend an entire period every year on the Soloveitchik dynasty, and I think it's one of the best days of the year. It's so worthwhile. It's like, they see my love of like, Gedolim. They learn a little bit about, like, what it means to be a dynasty. There's so many things to learn from it. You know, and the goal is know that the Soloveitchik dynasty is, like, so valuable, right? That's the goal. Like, this is, like, an awesome family that you need to know this name when you leave and know how amazing this family and how much they've impacted Torah. Like, that's the goal, right? So again, a little depends on the goal. I want to get the last question, Ari, because I'm going to lose my train of thought, and then I'll take your comment or question. In terms of structure, I again, if it works, then do it. If it doesn't work, then you can replan. I really believe that people respond really well to structure. You know, when you have a structure and it works, work it. Keep doing it. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. So if every single day you start off, right, like a guy like Ariel Strick, who I'm saying this seriously, right? Like, if he has, like, a funny question that he asks them every single day, like, do it. Like, I believe Rabbi Natan Farber, I don't know if he still does it, or Rabbi Storch. I actually don't remember which one it is, but one of them, for sure, in DRS, starts off every single day with, like, what did you have last night for dinner? I don't remember which one of them. Every single shiur, they told me they started off with, like, what did you have for dinner?
I think Rabbi Farber said it was a Kabbalah from Storch.
Oh, so, okay, good.
I think you're right on both.
It's both of them, yeah. So, and I think it's awesome. And it's, like, awesome. And kids, like, know to expect it. They know this is what comes every day. I'm going to have to answer this question. So, again, if you have a structure and it works, people generally respond well to that when it works. When it doesn't work, it's because they're like, oh, gosh, again, Akiva, I don't want to again do that. So I'm saying, again, it depends on the structure and if it's working. If it's working, then I love it. If it's not working, then I would say, you know, you got to shift. Sorry, Ari Kamenetsky had a comment. Yeah.
Yeah, just leading up to staff training, I know for me, my first summer in Chaburas, I got very stressed out. And the fact that, like, they told us we need to have a certain amount, 15, which is great, and you should have both to try to get the numbers. Just no. Instead of getting stressed out, always know that no matter what, it's better to over prepare, but just know that you might have more than you need. And instead of getting stressed out, enjoy the process instead of, you know, stressing out, I need one more muck or I need this, I need that. You know, have fun with it. And trust me, you have more than you think most of the time. Yeah, that's really it.
I hear that. I my experience, I've seen both, so I don't know. I had a summer where I was underprepared. So I definitely know that I can remember the summer. And I remember reading through Minchas Ushers. And
yeah, it mornings. Depends what kind of guides you have also, obviously. Which, you know,
but, yeah.
Could play a factor to that as well, of course.
Any other questions? Don't be shy. And don't feel you have to stay. I know that there's a Nick game that's probably in the end of the fourth quarter now. Yoni? How we doing?
High game last I saw. We're in commercial break.
There we go. Okay. And it's like Bein HaZmanim for most people. So I feel like it's like guilt-free watching a basketball. You know what I mean? If there is such a thing, this is it. You know what I mean? It's like YU have started already. But anyone who's not in YU, it's like, you know. Okay. If there are no questions, we'll call it here. Again, please feel free to reach out to me. The last thing I want you to think is that I'm not reachable. I'm very, very reachable. So please, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm happy to answer anything, everything. Again, there's no question too small. If you want to talk out sources to me, that's my favorite thing. You want to call me to just, like, talk out a sugya? Awesome. Let's do it. You'll teach me some Torah and we'll learn together. Anything that I can be helpful with, please, please reach out. But there are a lot of people on this call that are probably closer to you, both in age, but also practically, like Akiva, Ari Needle, again, Ari Kamenetsky, Danny Weinberger, Eitan Dukas. Hope I didn't miss anyone. There Ariel Strick, who's given Chabura before. But there are head madrichim that are here on this call and people who can help you. And please, please use them as a resource as well. Again, looking forward to an awesome summer. And again, hatzlacha to all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.